Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Happy Free Fishing Day from High Point to Cape May Point. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of June 7th and 8th. That's right. Adults, or actually anyone 16 or older, do not need a fishing license and or trout stamp today. One day only. They also have one in October to sample the incredible freshwater fishing opportunities in the great Garden State. I'll tell you, it's you have it all here. You have the largemouth bass, you have the smallmouth bass, you have the walleyes, you have the hybrid striped bass, you have the channel cats, you just everything. Everything is wide open. And shout out and good luck to all youngsters participating in the statewide, yes, 21 county wide youth fishing challenge running today in several venues. It's running tomorrow. Now, if you're an adult again today, you don't need a license. If you're going to be an adult fishing with the youngsters, helping them out, remember, once you have a rod in your hand, technically you're fishing tomorrow, Sunday, you will need to have a license in your possession. On the freshwater front, we have plenty of largemouth bass are off the beds, and they're really whacking it. But I'll tell you, we had some really weird conditions last week on with that blow into Monday. Tuesday, things really picked up. Channel cats are going crazy. Pickerel, omnipresent and always pissed off, man. They are just over anything presented to them. And you have a great crappie bite going on. And some yellow and white perch still around on the saltwater front. Flounder really picked up again starting Monday afternoon into Tuesday, Wednesday into Thursday. Some gnarly weather coming. However, they're fluke are out there. We've seen them in the bays at some tackle shops, 5-6 pounds and even a little bigger brought in. Spearing are endearing. Killies, now the shops that have the minis in there, they're finally able to get them. Those things were so far up the ditches with that cold water. There's a shortage there for about a week, week and a half. Doing okay. Spearing, man. Spearing is hot. The 4-inch gulp swimming mullet on a little bucktail or jig head is also doing well. Just get out there and experiment. You know, you can do the mini and the squid thing. Again, the gulp, also the that gulp 4-inch new penny shrimp. We saw a fluke filleted the other day. What are they, sand shrimp? These things are 3 to 4 inches long. Just absolutely loaded with that. And also a nice size fluke, about 3-3.5 pounds. Loaded with little baby fluke. What is that all about? Hey, listen, grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Really jammed show coming up. Remember, again, yesterday was the anniversary of D-Day, invasion of Normandy. Pretty much set this country on the winning course, freed us up. And again, for the veterans out there, military service, D-Day, it was something. It was something. So be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Let's jam it up. Great day Saturday, man. Hitting it live. Be right back.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com.
Once again, we're joined by our good friend Scott Spencer of Batteries Plus in Northfield and Mount Laurel. Scott, I know you can't wait to make this announcement, so take it away.
Batteries Plus has always been known for providing excellent sales and service to South Jersey. We're proud to announce our technology service centers are now 100% Apple and Samsung certified. Attaining these rigorous certifications with our technology partners is just another example of how we continue to deliver on our commitment to quality and our customer.
Can you explain what the certifications mean to your customers?
Having a Samsung and Apple certification, it's the training, it's the hours of support, it's the equipment that we're using, it's the software to check and double check to make sure that your repair is done right the first time, and all the components that we use to repair your phone, we use original Apple and Samsung parts.
Find just about any battery you need and also get your Apple or Samsung phone certified repaired. Scott, now tell us how to find you.
Go to batteriesplus.com, type in your location, and choose Northfield or Mount Laurel.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Let's rock. Last week, I attended what, and I've done this many times over the decades, one of the most seamless, fantastic, high-energy fishing outings with two venues here that I've ever done in, besides the radio time. A lot of time, my volunteer time, way back, you know, in the 90s, 80s and 90s. It was the first annual Levi Baldwin Memorial outing at, you had the professional, I call it pro, because it was in the money there. You had on Alloways Lake and then at Sycamore Lake at the Camp Edge, which belongs to Ranch Hope. You had 60, 65 youngsters and their parents, guardians, and friends catching all sorts of sunnies and bass and pickerel. And it was an event that just, it's in size forever in my memory. The CEO of Ranch Hope, also Assemblyman Democrat, 3rd District, David Bailey Jr., was on last week. He's on the line right now. I just want to give him a huge Rack and Fin Radio. Thank you for getting me there. Assemblyman, I was like one of the kids, was I not? Man, I was all over that place.
Tom P, I have the biggest smile on my face right now, brother, thinking back to last weekend and your energy and just the energy of the kids and the families. And hey, like we said that day, and we had to get through a little bit of rain. We had to put our Irish on for a little bit, mm-hmm. but that was fine. There's no such thing as bad weather, right? It's just bad gear.
Yes.
So we had a great time that day, and you got to see all the families. Hey, right, like we said to each other that day, you saw no cell phones. You saw nobody with their heads down, not talking. You saw smiles. You saw interaction. You saw great family. You saw kids outside enjoying themselves. And there was no bickering, or everybody was next to each other in their line fishing. It was awesome.
A couple of times, not to sound like real corny people, I was pinching myself saying, is this a youth fishing outing? I mean, because a lot of times the kids, again, are on their phones or, you know, running all over the place yelling, that's my spot, that's my spot. And here was one of the things I noticed, because ESPN had a great crew out there. You had Nate and Amiri out there, and they were, you know, going to give things away and stuff. And one of the guys came up to me and said, hey, Tom P, you're having a little bit of a problem here. So don't ask me about anything technical. I could barely get the key in the ignition of the Xterra. He said, no, he said, we can't get the kids away from the water. They like to do the games and stuff. I said, you have to say, this is South Jersey. These kids are locked in, man, on the fish. And that was another great thing to see. Those two guys were blown away with that.
You know, Tom, the biggest problem we had was getting people over to measure the fish.
Oh, yes.
Where's my rod's father guy? We got to get these guys over here to measure my fish. So, you know, if that's the kind of problem you have in a day with 65 kids out there, you got no problems. And so, huge shout out to all of our sponsors that were there that day. They did a fantastic job. As you said, we kicked it off at 5:45 a.m.
Yep.
Blew the horn at 6 a.m. With our pro fishermen out on beautiful Alloway Lake, the lake that I grew up on as a kid, that I fished on as a youngster. Even had one of my childhood buddies, a longtime friend, like an older brother to me. He was competing that day out on the lake. We started in just a steady downpour
yep.
at 5:45 a.m. But man, it was still a beautiful morning, and the guys had a great time.
Okay, about some of the sponsors that you had there. How do I say this? Between the Jersey Boys, the South Jersey Boys barbecue truck, and the Quaker Baker, one, I went broke, and two, despite my running around probably 30,000 steps, I gained 5 pounds. Are you kidding me, Assemblyman? Who signed up that crew? Oh, my God, that was incredible.
Then we had the local SPCA out there as well.
Right.
And they had some of their little puppies out there. It was a great right. opportunity for them to get out there and share their mission with us today. But oh yeah, great food. Oh, we had baked goods. You had it all going on between fishing and families out there, and giving some local companies their opportunity to come out and show their wares. It was just a great day. South Jersey day.
You had some outstanding bass anglers competing out there on Alloways Lake. Rack and Fin had sponsored the Lunker Prize, was won by a Ranch Hope alumni, what? Correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you couldn't write a script. I mean, it was like a TV show out there. And I didn't even know Brian was there. I didn't even know he was competing.
Yep.
And you know, you're out there, you're looking at all these boats on the lake, and you're talking to folks through a speaker system and tell them thank you. But I didn't see everybody that went out in their boats. And so at the end of the day, we're announcing our winners, and Brian
there he was,
still didn't realize it. And he, you know, because he'd been there, he's a young man now. He's, you know, mm-hmm. they're nearly 30 years old, I believe. And gets up there and says, "Hey, not only did I win today, but I was a young person. I was a teenager who mm-hmm. was served at Rancho and got my life turned around." And you're like, "What?"
Yeah, two questions before I have to let you go here. One, hey, was I styling or what? That looked good or what?
Oh, I tell you what, brother. Well, I'm getting ready to post that picture today on my own Facebook page, and I thought my wife was going to let me out of the house that day, and then I saw Tom P, folks, and I got to tell you, hey, all right. He was dressed for success that day. He was dressed for success. There was no problem finding him. Let's say that.
Belly, you're killing me, man. But my lovely Dee Marisa, I left the house. She says, "You're going to this like that." I said, "Babe, it's raining sideways out. It's going to be mud there. I'm going to be in both legs." She says,
100%.
She said, "Good luck," and she closed the door. On a more serious note, something ago, we had a little background on Levi Baldwin, the man, and again, and Ranch Hope. We have a couple of minutes. Let's go. Shoot.
Yeah, so here's a family that I grew up with. His father here in town. We were local Alloway kids growing up on the lake and growing up and playing Little League and all these kind of things together. His dad's a little older than me. Later on in life, his dad comes and works as part of our mission at Ranch Hope. Levi, his oldest son, is just a great young kid, athlete, mm-hmm. But an Alloway kid, outside, fishing, hunting, trapping, frog gigging. We talked about that last time. Great local kid. Unfortunately, a tragic accident one night with a friend in a car accident, and we lose Levi way too early at the end of his high school years. And so we thought, we started thinking about this new way of bringing families together. Let's get around the lake, be an Alloway type event. Who better than to remember and to highlight as far as this than Levi Baldwin?
Assumption, and also the Ranch Hope mission statement.
Yeah, so we're all about finding ways to bring families and kids together mm-hmm. in a healing way, in a healing community, whether it's mental health issues or educational issues, or just getting outside and having fun in summer camps, which we still have openings in our summer camps, Tom P. If anybody's looking for a great adventure over at Camp Edge this summer, just how do we all come and heal together, stand right. side by side together as we have done for 61 years now.
Some of them, I've done many of similar events like this, but nothing matched what I saw last week. Nothing. I mean, all the families I spoke with just raving about Rancho and Camp Edge. Shout out to Ryan Garrison there and all the staff.
100%.
That I was getting whiplash with these people back and forth. And I was moving around. All 300 pounds moving around, but man, these people were amazing. Absolutely
amazing.
We are
blessed. We are blessed by just a tremendous team out there. Hey, I get to be the spokesperson in these kind of situations, but we've just got just tremendous team members that are giving their all for kids and families.
And a shout out to Howard Hirsch, too, and everyone involved with that. Now, Subman, I'm thinking you guys, knowing Howard and his work, I think you guys are already planning next year's. I know that. I just have that feeling.
Yeah, the next day is the first day toward the next event, right? Yep. So we're doing that. We've got a great event coming up this fall, Jeans Night with a great country western Christian singer coming to our local Grove community. So check that out on our website, ranchhope.org. We'd love to see you that night. We get about 600 people, so you got to get in early if you want to get to our annual gala.
Check it out. I just saw Mercy Me last month.
Fantastic.
Yeah, man. Well, Fantastic. They put on a show. You figure Christian, maybe these people rock, man. Hey, I saw a ripping guitar there. That was amazing. Well, Seven Bailey, great to have you back on Rack of It. I was honored to be a part of that, and I was absolutely blown away. And I want to thank you again. Hey, by the way, how are things going under the Gold Dome there in Trenton? My God, God bless you.
I'm heading there today, brother. I'm heading there today. I've got some really good, I'm working with local manufactured home, mobile home parks, trying to help those folks. So I'm heading up there today to do some work on that area. But, big time Rock and Finn listener on my Apple podcast And always like checking in and checking you out. I look forward to the next time our paths cross, my friend.
So, man, more than thank you for the accolades. Another question before. I'm a sandbagger. You know, I'm a talent. Come on. Do you plug yourself in at night? Where do you get this supercharge? Listen, he was all over the place more than me. How do you do that?
Hey, we're just wired the same way, brother. We know that meeting more people, it just energizes us. Seeing these families energizes us. Having conversations, good, bad, difficult, energizes us. So that's how we get it done. Just always looking to serve, brother.
Simon, one last thing. People want to find out more about Ranch Hope Camp Edge. What's the deal here? Where do they go?
You can go to two websites, ranchhope.org and Camp Edge. .org. Got a lot of great information on there, and we'd love to see you.
Someone, David Bailey Jr., Democrat, 3rd District, down in beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Salem County. I loved it. We'll see you soon.
Looking forward to it, Tom. Have a great day, my brother.
Travel safe.
Take care.
It was an event like I've done hundreds. Yeah, I'm that old, okay? Hundreds of fishing derbies, youth tournaments, everything, families up. This was my first in Deep South Jersey. That was an event. Check out Ranch Hope Camp Edge. Grab that cup. Grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Bullet Points.
I'm Eben Brown. A ban on semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines will stand in certain states for now as the U.S. Supreme Court declines to hear challenges to them. The Supreme Court will not take up appeals, and that means firearms rights could be curtailed in at least two states. The first rejection is in connection with a case from Maryland where a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that the state's ban on semi-automatic modular rifles such as types modeled on the AR-15 and the AK-47 is within the power of that state to enact. Same for a case from Rhode Island where a ban on magazines holding more than 10 rounds will now surely remain law. The decisions to not take up these two cases were made 6-3 with the court's most conservative members in the minority. Justices Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch have said they would have, at the very least, taken up the matter. And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
If you build a relationship, then it becomes easier. If you build trust, it becomes easier. As a parent, you want what's best for your child. To give them the love that a child needs is probably the best thing you can do for a teenager.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Dynamic June 6th and 7th. Again, remember D-Day. Remember D-Day. You see the films on it. It was the ultimate sacrifice, as every service person has. It's there. Just D-Day. That's why we're here today. Thank God for that. That was Ranch Hope Camp Edge. Now let's jump to the deep water, man. Let's touch on tiles. Tile fish, you know, the tuna with the bluefin, blah, blah, blah. The yellowfin aren't here yet. Big aren't here yet. Slowly moving up in the southern canyons. Tile fish, that is the one constant. Joining us on the line right now, very special guest. Well, we can get him on Rack and Fin Radio, Captain Alan Lee, owner of Mooshin Sport Fishing up there in Point Pleasant. That's a totally opulent, almost obscene outfitted 44 Enriquez. And he's on the Shimano Pro staff and technical advisor for the ICAT there with the International Conservation of Atlantic Tunas, whatever that stands for. We're talking tiles because this man and his crew, and who is this guy, the creature? I keep asking out. I can't figure him out in the photos. Sorry, Captain. Now I get a little verbose. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Tom.
Who is the creature? Come on, real fast. I want to get to the tiles.
The creature is the one and only. He is Daryl Gafreda. He's a longtime friend of mine, but he's been one of the original Mooshin mates, and he loves being in the cockpit with the anglers. He loves fish. He's one of the fishiest people I've ever met. He is the guy I want on a rod if we're fighting a big fish for a tournament. He has the incredible drive and strength. Just stick at it, especially in tournament fishing where we can only have one angler fight the fish from start to finish. He is the man, but, you know, he thinks like a fish. I see him work with the clients, whether we're fishing for stripers, whether we're fishing for jigging, popping tuna. He gets the clients into a groove about how to work the lures, where to cast. He is just such a fishy guy, and people sometimes ask me, what seems to make the difference with your catches? And I give so much credit to our crew, and certainly Daryl the Creature is one of the strongholds to the crew, and he just brings so much knowledge and experience. He's just an intuitive fisherman. You can't. It's hard to top.
Well, Cap, that's like with Ray and everybody. That's pretty much the story of the Moose and Steph. We're the captains, mates, or what have you. Cap, to the end, again, the tuna, they're coming. They're coming. They're going to be here. But the tilefish, I'm doing. I started the offshore reports for the Fisherman Magazine a couple of weeks ago. Everything, guys are getting their tuna gear together. The stores are, but the talk is the tiles, the goldens, pretty much a little bit on the blue lines. And I'm hearing some stuff too. I ran into a gentleman the other day, had some barrel fish or rose fish also. But what is it with the tiles? They seem to be omnipresent, and they are a lot of fun. But you're talking some deep stuff, correct?
Well, yes and no. It is a deep water fishery. It's not what it used to be. I had a chance to give some seminars this past winter at the sports shows, and I was really fortunate to do several talks on tilefish. And one of the things I kept trying to tell people is this is not the nightmarish fishing 900, 1,100 feet deep. We used to start around 600 and go deeper. Nowadays, most of the times, we're fishing about 350 to 450. And most importantly, we're doing well in that.
Yeah.
There's some real quality fish. I don't know whether it's because fish have the tilefish have moved in to some of the shallower waters, or maybe we just haven't looked. The fleet historically has always fished at deeper water. But many of us, many boat owners and operators, we've been fishing shallower, which is such a dream because it's not using 4 or 5 pound sash weights to get down to the bottom. It's fishing 12, 16 ounce jigs with 30-pound line. We've been fishing the Shimano OSHA Jigger 2000 conventional reel.
Badass reel, Alan. Badass reel.
Incredible.
Oh.
Incredible. It's a small winch.
Yep.
The OSHA Jigger 2500 LD, which is the lever drag version, a little bit more line capacity compared to the 2000. Shimano also introduced the OSHA Jigger Infinity Motive slow pitch rod late last year. And you really think about what tile fishing is. You're fishing at bottom 3 to 6 feet of water column. You hit the bottom, you're fishing it right along the bottom. A slow pitch rod is just absolutely perfectly made for this type of fishery. And there's a 6'10" heavy model that we got our hands on and we're lucky enough to use this season. We were just out on Tuesday, and we had anglers. When you handle this rod, you would think you'd be handling a fluke rod. It's the thickness of a fluke rod.
I know. I've seen them,
And we had multiple doubles, of 10, 12, 15-pound fish. One of our mates, Johnny Cavalier, had about 38-pound golden that he jigged on it. Because a lot of this is jig fishing now.
Right.
It's certainly we tip our jigs with bait, but, we sort of moved away from some of the traditional high-low chicken rigs with, fishing a sinker on the bottom. Instead, we're fishing different, one of our favorites, the Old Man Tackle.
OMTs, yep, the OMT,
OMT, absolutely. And Jerry introduced this winter, he introduced, get this, a lobster color pattern tilefish bomb. And you think about it, what are the tiles eating on the bottom? They're eating all kinds of crustaceans and things like that, things that look like lobster. this color is amazing. So we started using it. Jerry gave us a bunch to try. I know they're available at The Real Seat in Brielle and probably some other locations too. But that jig has been amazing. And it's yep. really, you know, we see our tilefish jig guys probably outfish the guys who are just fishing sinker bait rigs.
He said that for my benefit.
3-1, 5-1.
I'm from the old school people. I still like the whole squid, salmon bellies, that type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alan,
we still use bait on them.
The chicken thing is work. It's work. It's work. Mm-hmm. I just want to drop.
Well, you know, the nice thing is, again, the jigs we're using now, because we're fishing in shallower water.
Yep.
Lighter lines, and of course, it goes without saying we're using braid. This isn't when, you know, in the 70s and 80s when, you know, many wreck guys first started tile fishing, and, you know, we're using 40, 50, 60 pound mono back then, and of course, that's what we had back then. Now it's thinner braids. It's just a completely different ball game.
Alan, tile behavior, blue lines versus the goldens, I mean, pretty much live in the same areas. Different tactics for either, or are they you just happen to luck on there? They are you have blues and tiles, blue lines and goldens rather together.
Strategy is historically blue lines were a little bit shallower than goldens. Again, we've seen more of a mix now. A lot of times we're fishing at 400 to 500 foot range, and we're seeing a nice mix of both. Sometimes, you know, guys like a little bit more mud. Softer bottom for blue lines, but we find a nice mix of them. We drop to the bottom, and again, especially with this jig technology stuff, right. we're bouncing these jigs. And the nice thing about that is, as you're bouncing these 12, 16, 18 ounce jigs, it's attracting. It's basically a sound attracting. You think about how deep it is.
Mm-hmm.
The visibility down there is not what it is up top. In the canyons, of course, you know, generally there's super clean blue water. But at that depth, there just isn't much light. So fish, including tilefish, are going to rely heavily on sound. And they hear that 12, 16, 20-ounce jig getting thumped along the bottom, and it gets their attention.
And out they come.
Out they come. They live in, as you know, they live in colonies. And when you find one, we keep working that area. From boat operator point of view, one of the things we try to do is we try to mix up. You know, of course, we're fishing out there for tiles frequently, but we have our favorite spots. But we like to move around a little bit, hit some different spots so we don't overfish one area, you know, across several days.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Captain Alan Lee, owner of Mooshin Sport Fishing, berth up there in Point Pleasant, the 40 opulent 44 Enriquez. Well, Cap, I'm noticing over the past 2 years, it seems, about past year, I should say, that, you know, tiles were considered a day saver, tuna turned off, whatever. I'm seeing from the reports I get and whatever that more and more anglers are targeting tiles specifically. They're not going out for the tuna. They are targeting tiles. That's getting a coterie, like a nice hardcore fan base.
Absolutely, and you're so right. Tile fish used to be the day saver for a slow canyon day, and it can still be that. But there's absolutely a contingent of anglers who just love to target. Not just tilefish, but some of the other offshore exotics, your rose fish, your wreck fish, your barrel fish, some of the hakes you come across. A lot of this was really furthered by our friend, late Dave Arbeetman at The Real Seat in Brielle.
He was just a great guy. What a great man. You know, you had to get to know Dave. I asked him once if he was going to open a charm school. He kicked me out of the shop. That was when it was in the old place. But he was just a wealth of knowledge. The guy was unbelievable, Cap.
Absolutely. And he worked along with many listeners, I'm sure, remember Captain Jeff Gutman, who ran the Voyager.
Voyager, yep.
The Voyager continues. And that team of Jeff Gutman and Dave Arbeetman really put a lot of that offshore bottom fishing on the map for New Jersey, New York, Delaware people.
Sure.
And they brought so much knowledge, technology, and just popularizing something that is just such a great sport. I mean, I always, for people who've never done it, I always say it's like, it's like your best day of black sea bassing on steroids, because you're bottom fishing. But what are you catching? You're catching 12, 15, 20 pound goldens. And
and bigger, you know, and bigger.
And bigger, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, again, the other day we, you know, had a couple, several in the 30 pound range, and the blue lines. It really becomes a great fishery, and it's very reliable. And of course, you got to pick your days, because
absolutely.
You want to make sure you have a you know, reasonable drift speed. You're going oftentimes 50, 60, 80 miles offshore to get to these places, but it's definitely worth the run. And we see that the technology, you know, really meeting what tilefish anglers want. They want lighter gear. They want easier to handle gear. We used to all clamor. We always used to want to fight over who got the one or two electric reels on the boat. And definitely electric reels have their place.
Skipper, no offense, but I'm still a Dendo man from one of the old ones I have.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
It works. It works.
I had a guy the other day that wanted to join us for a tilefish trip, and he had a tear in his shoulder, and he couldn't reel. And he said that to me. I said, you know what? We'll make sure we have an electric on the boat for you. And this way he can still fish. Doesn't have to sit there and watch the whole time. He can fish. We fish our electric rods because we like to hook them and then just stick them in an upright rod holder, hit the switch, and about 60 seconds later, we see a doubleheader 20-pound goldens just emerge from the depths. It's great something. Thing.
Cap, two questions before I let you go. We're up against a hard break. Okay, on the dinner plate, golden or blue line? I have guys, there's two camps, especially the blue line guys get really touchy about this. Your favorite tile on the dinner plate?
Oh, my favorite tile is one that's cooked, whether it's blue line or golden. It doesn't matter to me. They're both delicious. They're both great texture, great flavor. I mean, everyone talks about goldens being like poor man's lobster.
That's absolutely right. Yeah.
Gab, yeah,
I've had them baked, broiled. I had them grilled, poached. I mean, they're just fantastic.
Yeah, they really are. Some guys wrap. They cut little chunks of tilefish, and they wrap it in bacon.
Yeah,
and you put it in the oven, and it's just like bacon wrapped scallops.
I saw that at a cookout a couple of years ago. Well, Cap, listen, we're up against a hard break. Listeners, more information on tilefish, give Cap now. Check out their site out. Go website, Facebook for Mooshin. Go.
All right, MooshinSportFishing.com. You could also just go on social media. It's Facebook, Instagram. For Mooshin, M-U-S-H-I-N, Sport Fishing. Like us, join us, come out fishing with us. Always appreciate talking on your show, Tom.
Okay, you're more than welcome. Always great having you on. And right now, I'm laying it out. Right now, we have a pheasant hunt next November, man. You're not escaping.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Looking forward to pheasant season.
Okay, Cap, you take care, man. Be safe out there.
Thanks for your time.
We'll see
you. All right, have a great season. Talk with you soon, Tom. Yep.
Cap Mountain Lee, just way cool. Man, no pheasant is safe. But the tile fishing is a whole different thing. I've done it several times in the deep to say I did it so I can talk about it. Not write about it, talk about it. But he's right. The shallower three. There was a guy I ran into the other day just had a tile fish. He had some goldens about 15, 18 pounds. Had a 12 or 13 pound. He said it's a white or purple hake. I mean, real like exotic bottom species. And the rosefish, the barrelfish. The common denominator, they are delicious. Okay, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox News. I'm Deborah Valentine. Israel says it has retrieved the body of a Thai hostage kidnapped into Gaza on October 7, 2023. The Prime Minister's office said today the body of Thai citizen Anatapong Pinto was returned to Israel in a special military operation. Alleged MS-13 gang member Kilmar Abrego Garcia returned to the U.S. after being mistakenly deported to an El Salvador prison. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the illegal immigrant will face human trafficking charges.
The defendant traded the innocence of minor children for profit.
Bondi says on May 21st, a Tennessee grand jury indicted Abrego Garcia on charges of alien smuggling and conspiracy to commit alien smuggling. A large Russian drone and missile attack has targeted Ukraine's eastern city of Kharkiv, killing at least three people. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Today will be rather cloudy and humid with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm developing by late morning. Storms may bring flooding, downpours, and localized damaging wind gusts. Expect a high of 81. Tonight, skies will be clear to partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm early this evening, then turning cloudy. The low will be around 64. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy and cooler with a few showers in the afternoon. High temperatures will reach 74. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
D-Day invasion. Okay, the anniversary was yesterday, Friday. There is an incredible, incredible tournament coming up for veterans. A surf tournament, the Frank Payne Memorial Surf Fishing Tournament. It's going to be going on about 12 days from now. It's going to be on a Thursday. Let's see, we're looking at June 19th. Joining us on the line right now, very special guest. I tried to get Frank not on Rack of Him many times. Again, his schedule, we're just, I guess, at opposite ends of the spectrum schedule-wise. But I ran into him at the AC Boat Show. Shout out to Justin here who dragged me over there. I said, Justin, what a cool guy. That was great. It was great that Justin did that. Hey, Captain Frank, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Tom. Good to be here, man.
Glad to have you. I said, AC Boat Show. I looked at this. I said, whoa, this is something. Hook, line, and warriors. By the way, Captain Frank, your experience Jersey Shore fishing, I understand you're pretty good, man.
I try my best, Tom. I've been doing it for quite a long time, so.
I'll tell you, look like you're 25 years old. Who are you kidding, man? Are you using that Particle Man stuff that I see on TV? Hey, listen, hey, Brinkle, I tried it. It doesn't work. Well, I have skin like a rhino anyway, so it just doesn't work. Okay, Cap, the Fred Payne Memorial Surf Fishing Tournament. Give us some background on Mr. Payne, please.
Justin's your man for that. That's who you got to call. Okay. Fred was a big man in Seattle City.
Okay. All right.
Everybody that knew him loved him. You know, great guy, great all-around guy. Recently passed away, so... We were kicking around new ideas for the hook, line, and warriors, and we wanted to do a surf fishing tournament. It's something that's accessible for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It gets the guys who don't like to be out on boats out fishing, hopefully. And there's ways around. You know, if we have veterans who are disabled in any way,
right,
there's ways we can go down there to the water. So we wanted to incorporate, celebrate the life and times of Fred, because Fred was a big surf guy.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time,
I heard his name mentioned. I think in shout out to Critter there at Seattle Bait and Tackle. Al Cordelli mentioned his name. Yeah, so he was around. He was a fixture.
Everybody knew him. Everybody. Yeah. Listen, people are coming out of the woodwork in Seattle City to help out with this. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's the most wonderful thing ever. We have so much help, so many volunteers. I mean, it's just you couldn't ask for a better group of people that want to help. It's been fantastic.
Join us online, Captain Frank Bankle. Topic is Fred Payne Memorial Surf Fishing Tournament, the inaugural event. All proceeds go to support our veterans. Our veterans, hosted by Hook, Line, and Warriors. Okay, Cap, let's go into the particulars. It's Thursday, June 19th. Can people register as a pre-register? Can they register at the daily event? What's the dealio?
They can call me and pre-register if they like. They can register the day of the event. We'll be at the community center starting at 5 a.m. So from 5 to 6 a.m. is registration. Fishing starts promptly at 6 a.m. down on the beach from 1st to 10th Avenue. There will be designated areas. You can register as a team, individual, however you want to register.
Okay, from what I understand, teams of four veterans is $50, non-veterans $100, and singles $25. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Seattle City Beach is first to 10th Street. How did you make that happen, man? That's great.
I'm not gonna. I mean, listen. I've did a few of the ASAC tournaments they do in Seattle. There, yeah. What I used to do with my daughter, and they run a great tournament. And I modeled it after that. I talked to the right people down there: Catherine Custer, Bill, a few others, and they made it happen. They were ecstatic. They wanted to be on board, and they were, you know, none too happy to help. I mean, just everybody.
Frank, this is great, and unfortunately, it just seems that veterans. Oh yeah, it's and I'm not being pontificating here. People, I have relatives that are just retired from the military. Veterans seem to be almost like an afterthought. Yeah, everybody's a veteran. It seems. I don't, Frank. I find that absolutely disgusting.
Listen, that's why I started this. I mean, well, more than that, there's a lot of reasons I started this. But down here in Cape May County, especially, we're like a forgotten commodity down here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these other tourism stuff happened north of us and around us. And actually, a big one just passed. So it's getting better. But we want to do something local. We want to be local. We want to help our local boys. We want to get everybody and girls. Yeah, we want to get everybody out and just get them off the couch, get them out of the house, get them socializing. Yep.
Absolutely. And,
get things better.
And right, you have listeners, awards for the largest in each category, most overall, and youth prizes too. Frank, what are the categories?
We'll have overall team, so most fish, you know, on the day, biggest fish on the day.
Anything goes. And does anything go? Kingfish, bluefish, stripers, skates.
Oh yeah, anything that's illegal. You know, the only thing that doesn't really count are skates.
See, so
yeah, sharks are one
see,
point.
See what he did. See what he did. Because he knows that's all I catch. Nice going, Frank. You put it out. Nice going. Justin put
that's
you
how,
up
that's
to
how
that.
We weed out the riffraff.
Justin put you up. Justin, I'll be seeing you in FedEx, little brother. Oh, look out. Tom P's going to be rolling down West Avenue. Okay, Frank. So, I see another thing here. 5 a.m., coffee and donuts. Sign me up.
There you go.
We are there. Well, Frank, the hook, line, and warriors, I see, helping veterans reel in calmer seas one trip at a time, one day at a time, creating memories, healing, helping, and growing. This is just great. I'm glad to be part of this, to help publicize this. Listen, it's going to be Thursday, June 19th, 12 days from today, Saturday. Can register for more information. Call Frank, 609-425-9401. You can go to the podcast later this afternoon, tomorrow, and get this. Or www.hooklineandwarriors.org. Or visit them on Facebook. Frank, you're doing a great job. I mean, it's a good feeling, but I'll tell you, a lot involved in running a tournament, huh? I mean, you have a lot of help, but you're up at night thinking, okay, let me make sure I don't forget this, forget this, forget this,
you're
forget
not
this,
kidding.
Do this.
let me tell you what, it's stressful. Just because you always feel like you're, in the back of your head, you always think you forgot something.
Oh,
you know?
That's always there, man. Especially even if you're like some of the youth tournaments I run for, like little kids.
Yeah.
Oh man, who forgot the Hawaiian punch and Kool Aid? You know. Okay, Frank. Well, Mr. B, we're up against a hard break. You have a very impressive list of sponsors. Anything in particular you wanted to mention?
I do. We have a lot of great sponsors. One in particular, Andy and Roxanne Micah, have been a steadfast sponsor for us from the jump. Their son now is in West Point, kicking butt and taking names.
There you go.
We have Fish Bites on board. Hooked us up with a ton of great bite baits for everybody on the beach.
Hold on. Shout out to Mike Carr and
yes,
and Courtney Wozniak. Did you ever meet Courtney Wozniak? She's like the marketing advertiser. That girl fishes more than Peter and Jesus put together, man.
Good to know.
She is a little dynamo. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just get.
No, you're good. Listen, I mean, Hands 2, Seattle Bait and Tackle, Boulevard Bait and Tackle. You know, Critter, Nick, and Cameron, all
Cameron,
great
yeah.
helps. I mean, listen, these guys are on board helping time and again. Seattle City Fire Department just jumped on board. They're all in. You know, they hooked us up. They got two great Yeti coolers for us.
Ooh.
To, you know, help us out.
Speaking of the Yeti coolers, man, thank God I had a couple of decent coolers. Our LG went about a week ago. So I've been living out of a cooler for a week till the guy came with it. Frank, let me tell you something. You don't want to go. You know what ice costs? You know what it costs for frozen water? What the hell?
That's scary, isn't it?
But, Frank, one last thing. Also, Nick Dutton, Aaron Jeff at Hands, too. Beware of Dutton's dog. All 5 pounds of it. I heard it, it has the strength of a timber wolf. It took down any
past guy. I've had the experience.
Frank, one more time, your phone number and website, please, for more information.
Yeah, you can call me at 609-425-9401. Call anytime. If I don't answer, leave a message. I will get back to you. And I'm not a Kate Maybe guy. I do return calls. And the website is www.hookLineAndWarriors.org. Please check it out. Hey, we have an app on the App Store, Apple or Android. Just look up Hook, Line, and Warriors. You can download our app. All of our information is on there. You can follow us and do whatever you got to do on it.
Frank, you're the man and one the guy. Shout out to Justin. Listeners, it's going to be June 19th, Thursday. You can register at the day of the event as well. Hook, Line, and Warriors, a Fred Payne Memorial Surf Fishing Tournament. Lots of prizes. Categories are open, except skates. I tell you, Brakel, you're killing me here. But it's going to be a great event, and it's on a Thursday. So the beaches are going to be wide open, so let's go.
Exactly.
Frank, I'll see you there, man. Take care.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
See you. That's going to be a super event, and it's on a Thursday. I happen to be off, and I happen that week to be in the Peninsula County. I will be somewhere around spend the day in Cape May County, man. What a place. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. We'll be right back to Rack It Up, Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, the growing evidence that microplastics are invading our bodies. What does it mean and how can we avoid them? Also, with Mexican food so popular, a look at how to invest in it. Plus, how some Americans aim to bring back stoop culture, the Maryland man whose mission is to clean up discarded tires, and the conservative singles trying to make America hot again. That and more on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge on treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Wrapping it up this week with me, Tom P., Rack and Fin Radio. Now, you heard Assemblyman Dan Bailey, Democrat 3rd District, you know, Camp Edge, Ranch Hope, mentioned the Rodfather and that incredible angling event with the youngsters and the Bass Pros. They had 19 boats out there, banged them away in that tough conditions. You mentioned the Rodfather and the crew, dynamic. These were dynamos on the run. Joining us on the line right now, an event that's happening today in a few hours. If you're in South Jersey, have a youngster that want to go, it's Vince Santroni himself, founder of RodfatherBass.com himself. He was on last week as well. Vince, I mean, you're nonstop with this derby stuff. What's going on, man?
Yeah, so we're going to do the same thing today, starting at 9 o'clock registration. Not only is it for the premier Scout family, which is boy and girl Scout involved, but it is open to the general public. Registration starts at 9, and anybody can show up. Right now, we got like 70 kids already signed up. We're looking at well over 100 kids attending. Massive prizes, sponsored by RodfatherBass.com. My buddy Jerry and Bob, who run the Premier Scout crew, set up a great event every year. It's going to be right behind the YMCA at Stewart Lake in Woodbury.
This sounds fantastic. Now, getting this together, was this already in the works, or did you just, boom, this past week? Because it seems that you guys are in a constant state of motion when it comes to events like this.
Yeah, so this has actually been held a few years, and the state actually helps us with funding as well. We got to tie everything together, and then the flyer and everything gets done, usually the week of the event. And then we push it hard for the entire week.
Okay, Vince, one last time, the event contact number, how to get there, and who's eligible, go.
So they can actually contact me, 609-502-1580. They can go on Facebook under the Premier Scout family page and look up the event there. Like I said, they could just show up and register too, which is most likely what most people are going to be doing at this time.
Yep. Vince, again, it was I was on a meeting and working with you guys last week. Very impressive. That's some event, wasn't it?
It was fantastic, man. We had a group of almost 50 kids, and everyone walked away with prize packs, raised a lot of money, and there were just some really special moments there, too.
And I'm sure today's event's going to be just as outstanding. Keep going, Vince. Keep going. You know, this is more for more information, Vince, on rodfatherbass.com. Just go to that website.
Yep, they can go to that website to check out my company and organization. And any questions, like I said, my email and phone number will all be on that website as well.
Great to be a part of this, man. You take care. Stuart Lake?
Stuart Lake, right behind the YMCA in Woodbury, New Jersey, right at the boat ramp area.
Did you ever see some of the bass in there? Rodfatherbass.com. Yeah, there are some lunker babies in there, man. That's a great place. The youngsters are going to have a super time, man.
And let me tell you what, that's where my father taught me how to fish when I was single-digit old, so it's very special to me as well.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Hey, look forward to seeing you, man. You take care.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate you, brother.
See you, brother. And we're going to wrap it up with a quick fishing report from none other than Mike Cunningham, CIO Bait and Tackle. Have you heard Frank Brakel mention that in earlier in the segment? Quick fish report. Mike, what is happening to CIO way, bro?
Boy, I'll tell you, fishing's been pretty good here the past couple of weeks. Right now, the main focus has been on the flounder fishing in the bay. That's really kicked into gear.
Yep.
But we're still seeing stripers on the beach. We're, you know, still seeing the occasional drum.
Whoa.
I've had some reports of some weekies. So, in general, big picture, fishing's been good. And all the different categories. You know, if you like to fly fish, great. If you like to fish with bloodworms, great. You know, we're able to get guys catching fish in a bunch of different ways, which is always nice.
Mike, the weekies in back, a nighttime dealio?
I would say dawn and dusk has had the majority of them.
Okay.
Mostly been on, paddle shad, smaller stuff, you know, a little 4-inch, paddle tails, variety of colors, pinks, whites, grays. But not hot and heavy, but, you know, every couple of days I'm seeing a couple of fish. So it seems pretty nice. Sounds like when you get away from here, get down to Cape May, get down to Wildwood, there's we have some guys using bait. In our scenario that we have in this area, bait's not the ideal. But when you get, you're fishing some of those, the jetties down to Cape May or the different inlets, sometimes bait can be productive.
Mike, listen, north of you, there's been a pretty decent run of anywhere from 1.5 to 6-7 pound bluefish. Anything down your way on the blue scenario?
Slowed from where it was a week or 10 days ago, but they're still getting them regularly. The size has dropped. And the numbers have dropped, but still seeing bluefish, every day. Just not as good as it was.
Okay, Mike Cunningham, Seattle Bait and Tackle. Mike, give that number, please.
We're located at 42nd and Park Road in Seattle, and our number is 609-263-6540.
Greta, before I let you go, how is that cool family, man? Everything good?
Everybody's doing good. Fishing, and starting our deer stand pile.
Oh, wait, one last thing, Mike. The crabbing. Come on, what about the crabs?
Still doing all of their spawn and shed activities. Guys are catching them, but they are still paired off and very interested in doing that, not necessarily eating. But I think by this weekend, these couple of 80-degree days, they will be back on the feed real good.
Yeah, Mike, take care, man. Have a good weekend.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Critter Man, he's involved, again, with the Fred Payne Memorial Surf Fishing Tournament. That was a CIO fixture. And again, the more I'm remembering, the more Fred Payne's name is coming up. God bless America. God bless our troops. Again, yesterday was anniversary of D-Day. Our first responders and law enforcement. Remember, you're not promised tomorrow. Liam, wind at your back, man, and tight lines. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.